We live in a world that's constantly pushing us to chase after more. More success. More money. More visibility. More everything. And while goals and ambitions aren't wrong, we have to be careful not to run ahead of God. Just because something looks good or feels right doesn't always mean it's God's best for us. Before we say yes, before we sign up, before we jump in, we've got to slow down and ask, God, is this what you want for me? Because if God didn't send it, no matter how good it looks, it might become a burden instead of a blessing. Remember, every door isn't a divine one. Sometimes it's a distraction. That job offer, that relationship, that opportunity. It may look like it came from heaven, but only God knows the full picture. And He sees what we can't. That's why Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. When we invite God into the decision-making process, we move with clarity, not confusion. We move with peace, not pressure. God's will comes with alignment, not anxiety. If you're losing sleep, constantly second-guessing, or forcing something to fit, that might be your sign to step back and pray, Lord, if this isn't from you, close the door. I only want what you've planned for me. Sometimes God's answer is not yet. Other times, it's I have something better. And yes, it takes maturity to accept that. But when you trust His timing and His will, you'll find that His no is always for your protection. And His yes leads you to your purpose. So today, take a moment. Whatever decision you're facing, whatever door is in front of you, and make sure God wants that. Because when He's in it, you don't have to chase it. It will align. It will flow. And it will glorify Him. This one was for you.